So I'm here with Brandon Chow. We're doing a little end of the year West Coast Creative Salon interview, get together, talk about our year. But let's get to know Brandon first a little bit. Brandon, I'd like to know a bit more about what got you into composition.
So composition started for me quite a long time ago now, and it's hard to mention exactly what it was that started things off, because it grew sort of in tandem with my interest in music in general. So I started playing music not seriously, as a sort of as a hobby, in early grade school, about age 8 or 9. And at that time I was interested both in the piano and in drums, mainly jazz drumming. And I would spend a lot of time at the piano playing relatively basic music, but found myself extending certain aspects of the music to things that I wanted to hear. And I think that's sort of what really started things off in terms of composition, was building off of certain music that I knew already, and sort of playing what if with myself, in terms of taking the music in directions where I would like to have seen it go. So it was that question that really started things off. And then after that, I was involved with several workshops with the Victoria Symphony. Victoria Symphony has had and still continues to have a wonderful workshop called the New Explorations Workshop for very early career composers, who are interested in getting to know or getting to refine their instrumental and instrumentation skills a bit better. So they, every year they work with various subgroups of instruments and get a feel for writing for orchestral instruments, some of which they might not play. So that was that's where I really started to become quite interested in composing music over performing music. And then I continued my studies both privately as I finished high school and into university.
Awesome. Well, I guess that flows right into with your mention of working with symphonies and all these other musicians. I think we've all seen music performed, but what does the composer's process look like? What does your process look like?
It's a really hard question to answer, because I feel like I have to, I can only speak for myself and perhaps a little bit for teachers I've had and mentors I've had. And it's often a very individual process. It's difficult to make a general comment, but I think, at least in terms of how I work, I spend a considerable amount of time brainstorming possibilities for new pieces, working out possibilities for what the pieces could grow to become, and potential for what the final result would look like in a concert, for instance, before I even really commit to concretely starting work on a project. So all of my projects, which tend to be quite long-term, tend to start with quite a bit of time thinking as to exactly what I want to achieve with the work. And that also includes non-musical or non-directly musical aspects, such as who I want to work with and what venue the piece would be performed in, and these sorts of aspects as well. So the process changes with every piece, but in general, for me, I tend to work sort of from the outside inwards. So I have the structural aspects of the piece that I tend to delineate first, pitch structures, technical structures, and then I tend to work from the architecture inwards to the individual phrases, and then measures, and then notes of the music.
Right. You said you got into music, or you were pretty musically inclined from a fairly young age. At what age did you realize music was a path you wanted to go down, and what actually guided you towards music?
You mean semi-professionally, kind of?
I mean even at your youngest of ages. What made you musically inclined?
Man, it's a hard question to answer. I think the best way of... the best way to answer that question is sort of what I mentioned already, and okay. that it fostered curiosity for me. And there were just a lot of unanswered questions. And that's what made me become more dedicated over time to finding answers as to, gee, if I design a piece like this, what would the result be like?
Okay.
I can't think of a specific time where...
Okay, there was no inception.
Where I said this is exactly the avenue that I want to spend a lot of my life doing.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's more of a day-by-day thing. I kind of, when I finish a piece, a lot of the time it leaves a sort of void. And it's... that there's something that in me that I guess wants to fill that void about what I'm unsure about or a question that I have. And that's different for every piece.
Okay, great. Before I get into a little about your favorites of this year and what you're looking forward to next year, I'm just curious, are you working on anything right now?
Yeah, I just wrapped up a piece and I'm doing some revisions. It's a piece for string quartet based off some medical science, specifically heart arrhythmias. And so the piece is entitled Torsade de Pointe, based off the lethal arrhythmia, which is a polymorphic ventricular tachycardia, which means that in the electrocardiogram line, the morphs of the QRS complexes, or the morphology of the QRS complexes, changes over time, causing this sort of twisting motion, which is abnormal. And it's hard to describe exactly what it is that made me interested in that, in discovering that. However, during that time, I also was quite interested in, or during the time when the piece had its inception, I was quite interested in the visual art of Francis Bacon and the idea of using certain models that might be foreign to music within a musical context or as a sort of a some kind of way of igniting the imagination to create works that may have not been possible just with musical precedent alone. Let's see. So I'm finishing that piece right now, and the plan is to have some performance within the next year or so. Yeah,
that's awesome. I guess I'd just like to know, what are your favorite parts of this year? What are the big things that happened to Brandon Chow this year?
One thing that I was really excited about was when our salon became a not-for-profit. There was a lot of paperwork involved with that and a lot of paperwork that I was involved in completing for that. But I think it was a real milestone given that our salon began informally, 6 years ago now? When we would meet and talk about our works, and we'd always leave pretty energized. And I think it was... thanks to Diz, but also many other people, including Susan Grieg from Braid Street Studios, it was always a place that was very special for me, and I think special for many other people who are involved in the salon. And just to be able to actually become a nonprofit and now potentially receive funding as a not-for-profit, so we can continue our organizational aspect of our society is fabulous. So that was one thing that I was very excited for. Also just working on my string quartet. It's my first string quartet. And the discovery that I had through working on that piece was really exciting as well. So
awesome. looking to next year? What are we looking forward to?
So there's two new projects I'm starting. One piece, which is an orchestra piece, and another piece, which is a chamber work for what I think will be clarinet, piano, and cello, based off of the Renaissance composer, or Renaissance Italian composer, Luzzasco Luzzaschi. Luzzaschi, I think, is quite maybe a slightly overlooked figure, who wrote extremely virtuosic vocal music for the Ferrara court, and in conjunction with virtuoso singers. And I think that his work is something that deserves more attention. And for me, particularly, what is interesting is their idea of virtuosity then, as opposed to instrumental virtuosity in the 20th and 21st centuries. So I think that through working on that piece, there will be a lot of discoveries that I make for myself as a composer, that will be exciting.
Rad. And I do want to touch on it before we wrap up here, but you also have joined the board of Vancouver Pro Musica, correct?
Yeah, I joined a few months ago now.
That's fantastic. Okay, so definitely keep an eye out for that kind of stuff too.
Yeah, Vancouver Pro Musica is a wonderful organization that's also associated a lot with education, but more specifically within composition. And they have a festival every year called the Sonic Boom Festival for New Composition, where they feature the works of local composers and also feature local performers. And so I believe that's happening in March this year, and it should be very exciting.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and this was a great little interview.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody, and glad we were able to do this. Thanks.
Happy New Year.